learn this, the beat in the drum set.
Okay.
Dude, that would
we
nice.
Can have a live performance on the podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That would be nice. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back.
So, the best gift I got for Christmas was a drum set.
Okay, okay. Oh. And it's red.
And it's all in my room, yeah.
Same difference.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
So, I've been practicing. Hopefully, I can, like...
What's the first song you're learning?
I think it's the...
Eye of the Tiger?
Army, whatever. Like...
Army.
Dun, 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 dun,
oh, okay.
Dun.
So you're learning on the drums, but right now you were acting like you were playing the bass.
Well, it's just like that's the main, like the
it's on
the guitar has, yeah. Okay. Can't remember the name, something army, but yeah, Steph is playing the guitar. She's pretty good at it.
Okay.
So she does all that right. One, and I do it in the drums, and it's pretty good.
Okay.
Practicing
after work hours.
Dude, yeah, I get home and I'm like, let me de-stress.
Getting off work.
Yeah.
On Thursday and Friday and then.
Pretty much. Like 2 hours yesterday.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome back to another week's episode of Architecture Matters Podcast.
You already know our name.
You already know what it is. So go listen to the first episode of 2023 last week. I don't know if we're going to do it. You want to do a week or every 2 weeks?
Yeah. It's just how we get busy, right?
Yeah.
No, let's keep it.
Weekly?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give the people what they want. We'll give the people what they want.
But if we get busy, let's try to do it twice, but not 2 months.
Yeah. We can't be waiting. We can't be waiting two months. Nah.
Yeah, no.
But it is 2023. What the heck? I'm 2,000 years in the future.
Yeah, literally.
Or I don't even know what I just said.
I don't know why, like, people have been, like, having issues with, like, putting 2013 instead of 2023.
You said they put 2013?
Uh-huh. Instead of 2023.
Well, because COVID never happened, so we're still...
Oh, my God.
Like, 5 years ago.
Like, two people already, like...
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Well,
like,
I put
to me, that hasn't happened, but, like,
I put 22 by accident. But like once, like the first day, and I was like, all right.
I haven't had that yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
My bad. But some 2023 goals and expectations and some accomplishments that have happened within the past year.
That's what we're going to talk about
today.
That's
what we're going to talk about. So how do you want to get that started?
You
want to do the accomplishments first?
Sure. Yeah. And then we'll go backwards, right?
Well, we'll go forward.
Accomplishments
from 2022,
right?
And then we'll lead into some goals and some things we want to work on, or maybe some expectations going into 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some cool things you did to end the year of 2022? Where'd you go? What'd you do?
Oh, what'd you learn? Traveling. Well, I went to Mexico City for after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there for like a whole full 10 days.
10 years?
Golly. I wish. No.
That's
10
why
days.
It was 2013.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was like 10 days. But I had a lot of fun, kind of reconnected with my culture. I think that's one of the things I really like doing that I realized.
Traveling
at the end of the year.
Oh, at the end of the year.
Yeah, like I usually used to go to Mexico every time on Christmas, on New Year's. And I think that reconnection with my roots, with like...
Rooting?
Yeah, like that connection with the difference of how... Like seeing how people live over there, seeing over here, like that... That whole difference, like, I think it helps me, like, refresh my memory, reconnect, like, rethink of things.
With your inner self.
With my inner self, but, like, also with architecture.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in Mexico City, I was looking at, like, the apartments and, like, pretty much housing, right? But it was like apartments of what we do here.
They have multifamily.
They do have multifamily. So I was like really looking into that to see like a difference or stuff. And
was there any?
So I actually did a sketch. I'm gonna show you, but maybe we can like post it. And most of the windows, like I didn't see balconies. Obviously, there's balconies to like the nicest ones, right? Okay,
but typically.
But like this is like a low income, maybe, right? Okay. Like,
well, we're talking
like
how many floors we're talking, like?
Oh, they go high. Oh,
okay.
Maybe like 5 floors, let's say.
Even with the earthquakes?
Oh yeah, they go high. But for that, like you gotta know, like
you gotta know what you're doing. Your sturf.
So most of the windows have like those grab bars, like a fence in front of it, right? So people won't get in. You know how there's like a bunch of like a fence in front of a window?
Miami has that a lot, so people don't break in.
Yeah, exactly. What is that called? Like, what would you call it?
It's like a guard. It's not a privacy guard. It's like a fence, so that people can't break your window and jump in.
Exactly.
And then rob
so
you.
There's tons, right, in Mexico, but there was this specific building that it's all with brick, right? You can see the whole concrete structure, and then the bricks in the middle. There's no material. It's like pure, like that.
Oh wow!
But like, it doesn't look nice, right? Because the brick is not like clean and shit.
And which floors were the fence guard on?
All of them.
Oh, so they don't jump then.
No, yeah.
It might be so they don't jump.
But all of them.
That's...
Well, I mean, if you're in the first floor, you know, no one can get it. But
well, yeah, but for the design, you just do all the floors.
But
that's crazy.
There were some different, like, designs, right? And one of them that caught my attention was this one. It's like a angle.
This is actually a balcony if they had plants there.
Well, it's not a balcony. Like, you cannot stand... You cannot. It's like small.
How they get
to
plants
where,
there,
like,
though?
Huh?
How they get plants out there? Or you just
drew
the plants
in? There's plants. You open your window, but like you see the fence in the front, right? But the fence had like a thing in the bottom, and then
that is
the people to utilize it put plants, and it looked really nice.
But you can't stand there.
You cannot stand it. Like
Is that at like you?
That's probably like a foot max.
Higher than the floor.
Oh no, this is like elevated, like in the fourth floor.
Yeah. But this door, like.
Oh, the window.
You could potentially open it and walk out. Or is this floor plate of where the plant is sitting on? Is that higher than?
It's higher than.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's almost.
I don't know
like
how
a,
much.
It's almost like a ledge.
Yeah.
Like a elevated kind of platform ledge.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
And I was like, oh, let me like draw it. Yeah. That was like something that
that's something different.
Kept to me because I was like, huh, maybe if you could do like a nice design.
Like instead of Juliet's.
Yeah.
You do something like that.
You do something like that. That way it's a little bit utilized, but I don't know. And I was just thinking like, man, if there's a fire, you cannot get through it. Like they'll have to like pull the fence so you can get out through the window.
Oh, that's true.
Or what's I started thinking of all of that, and then I asked one of the deals from Steph because he has like a construction company.
Okay.
And he's like a albañil. He constructs. I don't know if that's what you call him, but he's super smart, dude. Okay. Like his house is like in a cerro. In a huge mountain, and then the mountain is so tall that at one point they put like a whole concrete wall so people won't keep going up and making houses. Like there was a whole point where you
would
see
what?
Like a fan,
you
like
put
a,
like a retaining wall so that they couldn't go up higher up.
Yeah, because there's like some like. Towers with like for the phones and shit, like you know those towers, but like so people won't go up because it's too rocky also. And what I really like it was pretty badass that, like, when you're making your house, like, let's say some of the houses have, like, the actual rock from the mountain, like, as a design on that entrance. Yeah,
they source that same local material.
Yeah, like, they mm-hmm. still, like, use it in another house, like, one of the walls is, like, pure, like, from the rock.
Oh, that's cool.
It was pretty badass. I was like, oh, shit, like, that's nice. They, like, let's say,
they
like,
they removed it and then they used
obviously
it.
They, like, scraped it to make it flat, right?
Oh, but that's so like it's, a pure, it's literally part of
it's
the,
literally part of the,
and that's the inside of the house, like, is using that.
Uh-huh. Like, well, let's say the you, this is the wall of
how
the,
do you waterproof it or make sure bugs and,
well, obviously it's painted and whatever, but like,
so you if that's clean if it. This is literally a wall rock part yeah. smooth part of the mountain mm-hmm. and then you have your own wall
yeah coming into it
and closing the space yeah.
It's crazy, right?
That's wild.
I know. I
was like, oh. That'd be pretty cool.
I know. Dang. I saw it and
so,
I'm like, oh,
so no
shit.
Pictures. So you go to no. Mexico and you get no pictures.
Well, I did take a picture. I'll show you, I guess.
Okay. Yes.
Well, not of that one because oh. at first I saw it and it looked rocky, but it was painted like blue. And I was just thinking like, is that like true rock and or no? But I was trying to figure it out. And then it came out to the conversation.
See,
and
that's pretty cool when
they're like, yeah, that's a pure from the rock, from the mountain.
Yeah.
We created a wall. And I was like,
that's cool how they can they can build into it and yeah. use that material that's already there or like that
yeah.
shape or, you know, the hill or whatever.
This is like a picture I took from like how they put the cable, you know, the electricity on the wall. And basically that tube covers the electrical wires, but then they like just fill it in with concrete.
And so they form it with indentation?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And they don't use wood.
No, it's all concrete.
It's all
and
concrete.
Then he was telling me about the stairs because he built his house, right? And he's telling me about the stairs and I'm like, so how are the stairs connected? Because they look like they're freaking floating. You know? So whenever they're building the house, let's say it's like a square, right here.
Uh-huh.
And then the square is hollow because that's where the stairs are going to go.
Uh-huh.
So the rebar kind of extends a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So they can connect
the stair
uh-huh. into that.
And then they touch.
And then they touch.
Uh-huh.
But then they fill it out with concrete. And then there's no more. There's no like...
Wait, what?
Like the stair is like just built with the rebar, right? They do like a whole thing.
There's a stair, but only made out of rebar.
Like a rebar, and then they fill it with concrete.
Oh.
So you see, it's a stair just pure with concrete, but it's floating. You know what I'm saying? But it is like,
but it's
you
attached.
Don't see like bolts or how to go into the apartments, how you can see how it's bolted into like
the landing
or the wall.
Yeah.
Nah, this one is just
the,
like
the L brackets.
No, this one is just connected pure concrete to concrete
with the rebar
inside, right? But you don't see it. But I was like, oh shit, that's
pretty
wild.
Cool to see. Wait, so where did you see that one?
At his house because he's still building it.
Oh, it's under construction. Okay,
part of it's construction, but like his house is really pretty. He lives in like a high part of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So you go up his house and he's like
collects his own rainwater and everything.
Nah probably, but nah,
he should.
But like his house is like, I think it's like three floors maybe, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
You go up,
well, because the topography, the mountain's going,
it's going up, so like all of the houses are like tall as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes at an angle up.
Man, that's pretty cool.
And then I always, cause you know how the houses in Mexico are like next to each other.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, how do they put it together? So we went to a house and they use a lot of like their roof to go up, and then you see like outside, right?
So like a roof terrace.
Pretty much.
Their flat roofs are accessible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like right here, I have a.
Then get her out of the way.
Like right there, I took the picture from this one is from like the terrace, right?
Oh, okay. They have a garden up there.
Yeah, so this is another house. But I was like, how are they getting connected? And they're not connected. They are built next to each other.
How is what not connected?
Like the other house, it's the brick one. And then the one, the house that I'm in, it's like that other portion.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the water, the pipe. Uh-huh. So they have like their water tanks on the roof. Uh-huh. And then they have like this thin water pipe coming down. Uh-huh. And then that's how they would get water. But you could see the rebar and stuff. But like, yeah. I was looking at the other.
They're not sharing a wall.
No. And then they have their own wall again.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you cannot hear shit. You know, it's like double, two concrete walls.
Well, and that's because one was built first.
Right.
And then, you know.
The other one, who
knows how many years later, they're like, oh, I want to build something here. So they just have to push it up all the way against it.
Yeah. And it was interesting because they have that. You're like in the terrace. And like you're looking at the other person's wall, mm-hmm. but like the levels are not.
They're not the same.
They're not the same. So like, let's say I'm standing here, and then they're the first house, or like their third floor, maybe, or second floor is different than your second floor. So it's interesting to see that like they're not aligning. You know,
that would be a cool section.
Oh yeah,
through all those houses.
Yes,
to see the different levels.
Yes. But also because of the mountain, isn't in a mountain, so I guess so their first, it's part of it.
Their first floors aren't at the same level either, then.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. They probably have a different level.
Which is why the second ends up being a mm-hmm. little like different.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting,
cool.
right?
Dang, yeah, that'd be cool. So that's what you're looking at on vacation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know. It's just so interesting. Mm-hmm. This was like the view from like the top.
Dang.
Like you can see the whole city.
Like
yeah, you see the whole city. It's like,
well, and that's all a mountain.
Yeah,
because you see it, they're like going up.
Mm-hmm. And so like,
what city is this one?
That's Mexico City, but the area it's called Tikomán. Mm. Yeah.
Dang, mad lit up too.
Yeah.
How's the fireworks there? You were there for New Year's?
I was, but there weren't that many because they prohibited them.
Yeah, there's no way.
Because of the pollution.
Oh.
Because the next day, like, they did some fireworks and they were like, watch tomorrow, you're not going to be able to see, like, the city because of the pollution.
Yeah.
So it takes up, like, a whole probably day and a half mm-hmm. to get rid of, like,
those fireworks. I thought, because
can you imagine, like, whenever there was, like, big fireworks, I bet you like the whole city you cannot see it for like a whole week.
Yeah, well, and I thought because here they ban it or prohibit it because of, you know, fire hazards. So yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like there's,
yeah.
I mean, thankfully there's like not really super tall trees, mm-hmm. but still everything's too close to each other.
Yeah.
How are tell us about the little floaties?
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
I think that was like a really, whoever designed that shit, it's mm-hmm. genius. Well,
no, for real.
I mean,
that's a good way to.
That already exists, but like the fact that you brought it to, you know.
But I don't know a city that does that.
In Mexico, there's several ones.
Mm. But here they're just in amusement parks.
No.
All right, so explain what they are. Explain what they are.
So they're called cable bus. Okay. And they have like their own stations, but they're like, I don't know, maybe 90 feet up on the station, though. I bet you they probably go higher than 90 feet. So probably like 300 like, feet up. I don't know. You're like high as fuck.
Because as you're on it, it's going up.
Yeah, it's going up. Mm. But like the topo of Mexico is like, you know, mountains. Oh, okay. So like,
at a certain point.
At a certain point, you're really high. And then you're low. Dip. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Because like, they'll pass to by the mountain that we were staying or that area. And you can literally, you're in the house and they're literally above you passing. Mm. It's so cool. Anyways, so it's like this, not spheres, but, you know, like the type of you go in a Ferris wheel. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of cart
uh-huh. thing.
But like, I don't know if you've been to the one in Dallas where it's closed, you know, here. And yeah. So it's kind of like the that, fair. But it fits like 10 people. Has 10 seats, 5 and 5, and then it's all glass or, you know.
It's enclosed?
it's close, but like eventually, you know,
it's enclosed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But the very top is, they have like two thin rectangle windows that if it's hot, they'll open them and then fresh air will come in.
Okay. Ventilation.
Ventilation. Because obviously they're not like AC and shit. Yeah, they're not that fancy.
And it's like 100 degrees out there.
Yeah. So they'll take you. They have stations and then it's electric. Mm. So in the stations, they'll come in. And then they go like in a loop, so you can go in, and they never stop. Like when they come in, they're going at a really like low speed, so you're able to jump in. But there's a certain area where like you're able to jump in.
The platform.
Yeah, the platform. So if you didn't got in, like you had to go wait for the next one. Right.
How often were they coming?
Oh, they're coming. They're going fast, like back to back to back to back.
So if you missed it, it's not a big deal.
No, because the next one is coming.
It's right there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's not that bad. And then that's in every station. And then it's like at a certain distance. I don't know how far it is, but it's pretty far. We got far, like
station to station.
Yeah, and then like as in the total, you know, it's really long. And they did the, I think it's like 2 years or a year and a half old. It's pretty new, you can tell. And they did that because of pollution, right? So the city is not getting more polluted.
From the cars.
From the cars, it's electric. And then also because of the density, right? Of so many cars, so many transportation. There's so much transportation in Mexico City. But like, it helps reducing traffic and whatever.
What did you see as the primary option for transportation there? Cars, bike, subway, the cable, bus. What did you see, like most people do? Walking, like what do you?
Everything. Literally everybody's using everything. Like the buses, the metro buses, the metro, that cable bus. Taxis, a bunch of taxis. So there's a bunch of motorcycles. There's a bunch of cars.
There's no like clear favorite of what the people are using, the community is using. They're just using it all.
Yeah, but I think it depends where you go, because the metro is really fast, so it gets you to the whole city from point B to A, like super fast. The other buses have their own lane, so that's pretty nice too, but I think it becomes like cheap, whatever's cheaper.
Whatever's cheapest.
But like also is wherever you are, like, oh, like let's go over there. Like let's just jump in the bus right here really quick. Yeah, it will take you to there. So it's like super convenient.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Anything, yeah. But sometimes the taxis are probably more expensive.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Well, you got to pay someone to drive you.
And nobody, it's crazy because no one follows the lines on
the streets. What do you mean?
Like let's say there's three lanes on the freeway and they don't follow,
they're in between,
and then they would just, if they're trying to change to your lane, they won't put a signal. They would just go in. But like it's crazy how no one like collapses into each other.
That's good
they drive, because there will be like cars be next to you, here next to you, here next to you.
No one's in a lane.
Nobody's hitting each other. They're like so close, but
so three lanes is like five lanes,
pretty much. Almost. That's it's funny. Crazy. I was like, dang, this Mexican.
Man, so when's the next time you're going back?
I'm trying to go this year again, not to Mexico City, but another place in Mexico, park. And just keep looking. Yeah,
that sounds nice.
That was kind of nice. To go and like see that. I mean, I also saw the pyramids. I already saw them, but like seeing them, you know, it makes you think of architecture also. Anywhere you go.
It's funny when everybody talks about the pyramids in Egypt. I'm gonna make a racist joke now. Well, they're always like, oh, aliens made them.
Oh yeah.
And then when they look at pyramids in Mexico, they're like, Mexicans, they made it. There's
another conspiracy that aliens made it. No, apparently
not the ones in Mexico. No, yeah, Mexicans are hard workers. Yeah, they get the job done.
Yup. Dang.
Well, That was the 2022 Diana's Mexico trip.
It took so long. Sorry. I had a lot to say.
No, that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, I think it was interesting.
I think the cable bus is
that was like the best thing.
I like to see that incorporated here.
Literally, like, if you're a student and you're like, you know, designing some shit, like,
yeah,
Google that and yeah, bring it to your project. Like,
so like how San Francisco or even downtown Dallas, they have the train, and it's like for, you know, close transportation. Mm-hmm. But imagine like the cable bus.
Yeah, and you're like up in the air.
That's a lot of infrastructure though. Yeah, that the city would have to invest in. Mm-hmm. But
you're up in the air. That's literally like how.
So what happens when it gets? What happens when it gets cold?
Just wear jackets.